Good evening.
Good evening.
It's nice to see all of you people. And I'm delighted to be back. I've missed each and every one of you. I had a marvelous time, and I'm not going to go away that long ever again. Halfway through it, I realized I had made a slight error. That, you know, when you leave this type of thought atmosphere and you spend 5 weeks with people who have no idea what new thought is, any type idea what self-confidence is. They have no idea what self-love is. In fact, they have no idea. It is very difficult to stay centered when you have all that. And that's how easy it is for the world to convince you. If you don't stay around positive people, if you don't stay around people who absolutely love themselves, absolutely like themselves, and know, of course, that they are one with this thing that we call God, it becomes very difficult to communicate with them because we're on completely different wavelengths. They do not understand what I'm saying, and I do not understand what they're saying because they're always into blame. They're always into something on the outside is causing what's happening to them in their lives. And I know that's not happening with us. You see, we have matured in knowledge, in spirit, and in emotions to realize that nothing on the outside of life can affect us in any way. It's only through our choosing that we allow things to affect us. Last September, I said we were going to kick the class up a notch. September, to me, is always a great month of growth. It's always a month to start over, to learn something new and to do something new. And it probably dates back to when I used to go to school in September. And I always look forward to going to school and to learning something new. So last year we learned a great deal. And this year we're going to learn even more. We are going to continue to knock everything up a notch, to kick it up there. You know, each and every one of us has time passing. And we don't know when the last time is going to pass us. I'm not saying this to frighten anyone. But if we don't get this now, and if we don't learn now, when are we going to? When are we finally going to say, be able to stand up and say, you know, I'm magnificent. I'm a wonderful human being. When are we going to be able to do that? So this year we're going to learn to do that. And we're going to say to ourselves and know that we are not going to blame anyone for anything. You cannot stay in new thought. You cannot be a new thought student of any type and then allow your mind to go back to what we call race mind or the outside world and start blaming anybody for anything. The freedom that everyone is looking for, the peace of mind that everyone is looking for, is absolutely obtainable. But we have to learn to think differently about ourselves. And we have to learn to give up blame. We have to learn to stop living in our histories, in our stories, thinking that that is life, thinking that that is our life. Life is always bigger and grander and more magnificent than the petty little things that we think are life. So if you're blaming yourself, give that up. If you're blaming your parents, your teachers, or anything, give that up. If you're blaming the government, give that up. If you're blaming gas prices, give that up. They have nothing to do with you whatsoever. That is on the outside of life. And only if you allow it to come into you will it do any harm to you. If you know that money is always freely circulating in your life, and that you do truly have a divine surplus, then you do not worry about the economy. You do not worry about gas prices. And you certainly do not talk about them. You see, wouldn't it be nice to not have to talk about any of that stuff and to be able to talk about what you really would like to talk about? Wouldn't it be nice to really be able to say to somebody, this is exactly how I feel? This is exactly who I am. I'm not hiding behind anything. What you see is what you get. This is my authentic self. This is my true self. And I know that each and every one knows what I'm talking about, because that sparks in everybody. And it needs fan now to come into full flame. So this will be a year of great growth. And you'll see the freedom. And you'll be able to obtain that idea that you've heard so many times. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all else will be added unto you. You see, once you have obtained that consciousness of peace and well-being, then everything comes to you. But so many people are working from the outside, and they're trying to gather up all those goodies, thinking that then they will find heaven. They will find peace of mind. Nothing on the outside of life can give you anything. Nothing on the outside of life can give you anything. The world tells you that if you have a big car, you have prestige. That is not true. The world lies to you all the time. Stop listening to the lies. Start denying the lies. And have the big car. Never give up that idea. You are here to be wealthy, Ralph Waldo Emerson said. Man was born to be rich, or inevitably grows so with the use of his faculties. With the use of his faculties. The good news that I have for you tonight is that you have a power within you that is greater than any difficulty you can ever face. There is a power within you that is greater than any difficulty you could ever face. And that power is at work all the time. And it will always, across the board, see you through anything. You have to remember that. You have to use that daily. When Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Or inevitably grows rich by the use of his faculties," what do you think that meant?
Imagination.
Imagination is considered a divine and mighty gift. And it was given to each and every one of us. And we can use it. We can use it. We can use it to bring into our lives every desire that we can conceive. Let me talk a minute about desires. So many people think that when you say, "I desire something," that that's an awful thing. That's a very powerful thing. Most people think desire just means something sexual. It can mean that, but it means so much more. To desire something stirs up feelings within you. And we're using those feelings always to bring a demonstration into our life. So, when you have a desire, here is the main thing that you must remember. You cannot have a desire unless the fulfillment of that desire is available. You cannot have a desire unless the fulfillment for that desire is available. Can you understand what that means? That means that it is already done. That means that everything that you want is already done. And you cannot conceive a desire unless its counterpoint is there. You see, we're working always on many planes of consciousness. And we're always working with the invisible. Our job is always bringing the invisible into the visible world. That's what we do. That's what imagination does. That's what thoughts do. We're always working in the invisible realm. But this thing that we call God, since we know that we live, move, and have our being in the mind of God, will not give you a desire, will not give you an idea, unless you can fill that. You see? Don't be afraid. If it comes into your mind, it has to be done in the invisible world. Now all you have to do is make it visible. That's what it means by "it took clothes and dwelt among us." We're the ones who put the form onto things. We're the ones who put the form onto our visions. We do that. That's the good news that you have. That you have this power, that you can work with this power, that you are one with this power, and that it works always. It never fails. It never fails. How many people here think that their thoughts, their attitudes, their viewpoints, and their beliefs create their life? How many people here like their life? And if you don't like your life, you change those. You see, all you have to do is change your feelings, change your thoughts. But you have to do that. And when you do that, your whole life changes. So if you know that thoughts are always creating your life and the one you're leading now and the reality that you're living in now and you don't like that, all you do is change that. You change your ideas about it. You change your opinions about it. You change your viewpoints, your beliefs. And then your whole world changes. Your whole world changes. So that's the good news. That there is a power within you that is greater than any difficulty you could ever have. And it can overcome every difficulty. So know that. And when you're in a difficult situation, when things look bad, say, oh my goodness, I have a power within me that knows what to do, and it's doing that right here and right now, and I'm absolutely delighted that I have this problem. I'm absolutely delighted that I have this issue in my life. Because I know exactly how to solve it. I don't waste one moment on that. I turn that right over to that power within me that knows exactly what to do. And I move my bloated nothingness out of the way. And I allow that to work for me. Isn't that wonderful? And it's so easy to do. And we can all do it. So in the new year, we'll work on these. And we'll work on the idea to get rid of blame of any type. The mind would like to tell you that you're justified. I am here to tell you that the mind lies to you just constantly. And that's one of the biggest lies that it's ever told the human race. That you are justified in what you are doing. That the world is justified with what it is doing. The only justification for anything in this world is love, and only love. Regardless of what happens. If you let your mind come up with justifications, you're in deep trouble, because it will take you to the bottom. It will take you to the bottom. I used to say years ago, your mind's like a bad neighborhood. Don't go into it alone. Take that power with you. Take that power with you. Don't go into it alone. All right. With that said, we'll do a spiritual mind treatment. And here again, when I use the word spiritual mind treatment, it's just a form of prayer. We are affirming or reaffirming what the universe or this thing we call God already knows about us. We are taking time out to know the truth about ourselves. And this is what I know. I know that I am one with prosperity. That I am one with the universe, and the universe is prosperous. And the universe is abundant. Therefore, I am prosperous and abundant. There is no separation in my life. And I know that this universe, or this thing that we call God, always wants to give me everything. So I open myself to that. I open myself to receive. I open my mind and my heart so that wonderful ideas can flow in. Money-making ideas. Successful ideas. And because I allow myself to accept, to receive, I do receive. And I receive abundantly. And I am delighted with that. I am delighted every time I receive something. I never get tired of receiving. I could receive 24 hours a day. And I love that feeling. I love the excitement of receiving. I get excited. I get excited about my life because I know my life is rich, is prosperous, and I am delighted with that. And I let that be so, and so it is. Tonight's talk is called Connection. When I was on my sabbatical into the land of Nod, I discovered everyone talking about their connections, who they were connected with, and how being connected is so important. And I know that we hear that here in Hollywood a great deal. You'll get nowhere without connections. You have to have the right connections. You have to be at the right parties. You have to know the right agent. Yada, yada, yada. Everything is connections. Well, I'm here to tell you that the only connection that you ever need is your connection with the universe, is your connection with God. That is the connection that will bring you everything. The connections on the outside world or in race mind work, but they bring with them a great deal of stress, struggle, strain. And so many times I have seen with connections bad feelings develop, and that the people involved really don't like each other, but they're well connected. If you connect yourself with God, with the universe, your whole life will change. You will not bother with those things on the outside. Things will come to you because you have made the one connection. And with that connection, you have to connect your thoughts and your heart together. That is the connection that you're making between your head and your heart. No demonstration can be made without the head and the heart relating with each other. And that is why in the little booklet, The Mental Equivalent, Emmett Fox says you must have a warmth of feeling. The warmth of feeling comes from your heart. And when you can connect those two, the head and the heart, you will have a demonstration. Because life is lived through feelings. The life of the organism is feelings. And anybody who is in any profession or career that they really love, they have put their heart into it. People who only put their mind into it do not like what they're doing usually. And they want to get out. And they can't figure out what's wrong. The head and the heart is the connection. You must make that connection. Now, how do you do that? How do you make your head and your heart relate with each other? I told you a long time ago that there is a small brain in the heart. Scientists have absolutely proved this. And that little brain in the heart thinks. And the idea is to get the heart to do the thinking and bring the mind into entrainment with the heart so that you're leading with your heart. How can you tell if you're doing heart thinking or head thinking? Heart thinking never lies. It always tells the truth. Head thinking will not only lie to you, it will talk you out of most of the things that you want to do. Have you discovered that? You want to do something and it'll give you 5 reasons why it can't be done, or maybe you should put that off for a day or so, or let's think about that. The money's not here, this isn't happening, that isn't happening, and yada, yada, yada. That's your head. That is your head, not your heart. So we have to listen to our heart. How do I feel about this? How do I feel? In any instance, when you're with anything or in any place, anywhere, sit calmly and say, how do I feel about this? How am I feeling right now? And if you're not feeling good about it, get up and leave. Walk out. But the mind will say, oh no, don't walk out. You're misreading that. That would be impolite to do. The head will always talk back to you. The heart will not. The heart sees purely and sees everything and always sees rightly. Your heart will not see wrongly. Your mind will. But if you listen to your heart, it will always be right. Always. So, sit and think. How do I feel about it? How do I feel about myself? How do I feel about what I'm doing? And start to listen to what your heart is telling you. What your heart is telling you. Talking about people who don't like their jobs and so forth in the heart. Does anyone know what day most people have their heart attacks? Monday. Yeah, I think it's up in the 90s. People have heart attacks on Mondays because they hate going to their job. They hate going to their job. So while we're kicking it up, along with getting rid of blame, I will do the little thing that there's no physical causation for disease. I will throw that out constantly. That happens to be one of the tenets of religious science. It is not used because so many people are afraid they're going to offend somebody or that the American Medical Association is going to come down on their head. But you can do all kinds of research now and find out that more and more illnesses they are thinking are psychosomatic. More and more. And they'll keep adding that as our intelligence evolves. We will realize that there's no physical causation for disease. Can you understand If you have that power that we talked about earlier within you, that can meet any difficulty that you're having, that also includes health. You see, you cannot take anything away from this teaching. When we say that God is in, as, and through everything, that means exactly that. It doesn't mean that that table is not God. There can be nothing outside of God. There can be nothing outside of God. Now that's good news too. Because now you know, if God is for you, nothing can be against you. There's no other power to be against you. And God is never against you. If you think God is against you, give that idea up. And you see, you have to give up the idea you can't blame God for anything either. You can't blame God for anything. Just give that up. It's that easy. Think about it, and then decide to give it up. And when you hear other people talk about it, deny it in your mind or get up and leave the room. Don't fight with them. Don't do anything. Just calmly know that you know the truth. And you know the truth about yourself. It's all in that. On this trip, I discovered that although these were absolutely lovely people, what they lacked most was self-esteem. Because they live in an atmosphere where the authority, in this case, the different religions that they belong to, are telling them that they are sinful and not worth very much. And this is absolutely true. I went to a church service where they did that. They started the whole thing out with how unworthy I am. How unworthy I am to be in your presence. And I beg your forgiveness. You do not have to beg forgiveness from God. God is not in the forgiving business. God does not forgive anybody because God has never condemned anybody. God always sees us all as part of itself, and it knows itself as nothing but pure love, pure creativity, pure potential. That's how God sees everything. So, we make the statement, all that I am is God, but I am not all that God is. We have to remember that day in and day out. That this thing that we call God does operate in, as, and through us. And for God to be present, God is present through us. That our thoughts are God thoughts. And we train ourselves to know that and to see that and to hear that within us. And we train ourselves to love ourselves more and more and more. Your whole life boils down to loving yourself. Loving yourself for everything, in every situation. You have to just sit there and love yourself. You just have to sit there and love yourself. And give up any idea that you have to beg for anything. You do not have to beg. You can command things. You should be powerful enough to know that you can command things. And then command what you want from life, what you want from yourself, what you want for yourself. If you have to stamp your foot to do it, stamp your foot. But you have the power to demand. So start using that power. And start seeing always how powerful you are. And don't shrink for anybody. And especially don't shrink for yourself. Don't allow that mind of yours to say, oh, you shouldn't do that. Let's not get too big for our britches. What will people think? Who cares what people think? The only important thing is what you think about yourself. You can't control what other people are thinking. You know, I always say what other people think about me is none of my business. I don't need to know that. You know, you don't need. You have to love yourself. And can you think of what you start to really love yourself? Are you not making a connection with God? If we say God is love, then we have to be love. So if you make that connection and you become love, and love is the only power that there is, and love is capable of casting out anything unlike itself, why would you need any other connection? Wouldn't everything else start to come to you? Things would come to you. This is not a mystical, magical teaching. I could make it that way, but I don't. This is a practical teaching to be used so that you can have a better life, so that you can really enjoy your life. You did not decide to incarnate on this planet to lead a horrible life. You came here to be filled with joy. You came here to experience love. Love for yourself. You came here to see how absolutely marvelous it would feel to be in love with yourself. I'll see if I can remember what Oscar Wilde had to say about that. Learn to love yourself. And you will be involved in a lifetime of romance. I love it. Think about that. How many people want to be romantic? How many people want a romance and so forth? Learn to have it with you. Learn to have it with yourself. Learn to have it with yourself. We must always become what we are looking for. We must always become the person that we are looking for. As soon as we become the person that we are looking for, that person will appear. Nothing appears in your life till you get very clear on what you want and know that it can be done. But you have to work with yourself. Life is an inside job. And only you can do the work for yourself. And you can each do it, I know. I watched you, and I still watch you. I watch everyone here grow. I watch everyone here feel better about themselves and better about life. Since you've been coming, don't you think it may not be the best, but isn't life better? You see? And life never changed at all. You changed. And when you changed, life changed. You see? Try to remember this. What we are talking about here, because we have this illusion about God. Now, I happen to love the word God, and I happen to love the concept of God. And I can go anywhere I want with that. But the idea here is, God is also the law of cause and effect. And God has to work through the law of cause and effect. The law of cause and effect never fails. It's mathematical. And it works throughout the entire universe. And once you grasp that, you'll grasp God. You see? There's no one here that still thinks God's somewhere in a cloud, is there? No. God is right here, right now. And always using the law. You can call it the law of love. But God works through it also. And we work through it. So now what else do we know about the law of cause and effect? We have to know that we are also one with the law of cause and effect. You see, you cannot separate yourself from anything. If you separate yourself in any way from anything, you will not make a demonstration. It's an impossibility. It's the idea of the house divided against itself cannot stand. It always has to be unity in your thinking. And you get this idea of unity by realizing that this power is everywhere present. And it's everywhere present in exactly the same power. So there's not, that corner of the room doesn't have any more power than that corner of the room. Because God is everywhere. And God cannot spread itself too thin. So the power is always there for you. It's always present. And you have to feel that. But it's always present. And it's always there to help you. It's always there to help you. Does anyone remember the other week when I told you what your still small voice says? No. The still small voice that everyone talks about, the still small voice that's inside of you, the voice that you want to hear, the whisper from the universe that is inside of you, is always saying and will always say, you can do it. You can do it. In the back of your mind, that should be humming all the time. And you can make that hum for yourself. Listen and listen till you hear it. Till you hear that voice say, you can do it. And remind yourself all the time, you can do it. That's across the board. That works for everything. From getting the parking meter to landing a role on television to becoming the president of anything. You have to hear the voice. You can do it. You can do it. You see, our job is to convince ourselves of these things. We have to convince ourselves. We have allowed the world to convince us. We've allowed the world to talk us into different things. Now we must take charge and talk ourselves into the things that we want. And we do that by making a connection with this thing we call God or this thing we call the universe. And we do it by connecting our head and our heart. And your whole life will change. Things just get better and better, people. They just get better and better. Don't let the mind tell you that you have to stay where you are. You never have to stay where you are. I don't know who made that one up. Do you think God's mind stays where it is? I don't think so. I don't think so. So think on these things during the day. You know, you don't have to effort all the time. You just have to pass these through your mind and then start to enjoy yourself. Start to enjoy yourself. And when you pass something through your mind, say, oh, that stuck. I understand that. And let it stick in there. And it will start doing its work for you. Thoughts will always do their right and perfect work. They just do it. So don't effort so much. Relax. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy this wonderful life that you have. Because it's wonderful. All right, I have some cards. That one I don't like. The key to the law, then, is we are continually drawn into life what we give and expect. We continually draw into life what we give and expect. What we give. How many people do you hear saying they're looking for love? And they're trying to draw love. They want to be loved. In order to be loved, you must become loving. You must give love out. And then love will come to you. That's the law. You can only get by giving. You can only get by giving. Once you realize that, it's so easy and so simple. It's absolutely amazing. Because the more you give away, it's right back again, doubled and multiplied. It's absolutely incredible. Well, it still floats my boat. Okay. You can get only what you can conceive, what you can understand. You can get only the equivalent of that you give. Does that make sense to you? You can get only what you can conceive. You have to be able to conceive something first. If you want a new car, you have to be able to conceive that new car. You have to see that new car, and you have to say, I deserve that new car, I'm worthy of that new car, and I'm completely lovable. Then you start to conceive that idea. And you'll start to get ideas. You'll start to get money coming to you for that car. But you can't get these things if you can't imagine them. If you don't understand, you can't. You know? I think it was Paul who said, with all you're getting, get understanding. With all you're getting, get understanding. You can get only the equivalent of what you give. Only the equivalent will come back to you. So give big, you get big back. Now that does not mean, that means many things. You see, so many people who don't give of their whole self. So you're not going to get back more than you give of yourself. You can only get that equivalent back. Does that make sense to you? If I only give you 50%, I'm only going to get 50% back. I have to give 100%. I have to, if I want 100% equivalent to come back to me. Remember, it is not the money you give. It is the idea back of the giving that is so vital. You see, many people think that they'll impress God or they'll impress themselves or somebody else by giving a great deal of money. It has to be the idea, the intention behind that. Remember, in the Bible, the lady who gave only the penny, she only had a penny. And the master teacher Jesus said, you have given more than others because she gave everything she had. You see. Now here again, that does not mean you rush out and sign your house over to the church or something. You know. Kennedy Schultz, who I studied with, used to say, you must keep an open mind, Dallas. But not that open that your brains fall out. So we have to use wisdom with everything that we do. And we can use that wisdom when we know that we are connected with this thing that we call God. And we can use that power that's within us. That power that is within us that can withstand and solve every difficulty and every problem that we have. We are here on this plane of action to overcome, to be victorious. We are here to overcome the ego mind, which tells us that we are less than. We are not less than. We are magnificent. And it's wonderful. And so are you. And so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.